Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight on the show is Joanne Gerber, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a couple of quick updates. On December 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And for more information, email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And CAMLAC is spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Next up, we have a very special raffle up on our website to win a one-hour medium reading with Laurelyn Jackson. In the spirit of the holiday season and to help raise funds for the Forever Family Foundation, Laurelyn Jackson has donated a one-hour reading to one lucky winner. And the drawing for that raffle will take place on December 21st, and you can check that out and find it at on the events page on Forever Family's website. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight, like I said, is Joanne Gerber. She is not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family Foundation, but she is also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing. She is Reiki certified and is certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy. And of course, she is lab certified in her mediumship ability, having been tested through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. And most recently, Joanne has also been ordained as a spiritual minister. And we're so happy to have her back with us. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good evening.
Oh, of course. I'm so happy to have you back.
I'm happy to be here. How is everything going?
I can't complain. You know, I mean, I could, I guess, but I won't.
That's what I said too.
I could, but I won't.
What's the sense, right? You know, there's bigger things to fry, right?
Exactly.
Bigger fish to fry.
So we have a couple of minutes to chat, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Please forgive me, but a little bird named Bob told me that you are a really good poker player. Is that true?
A little bird. Well, you can tell a little bird that's true.
So I wanted to, this is a totally selfish thing, but I'm sure everyone listening will find it interesting. Yeah. So let me backtrack by saying I love to play poker. I used to play when I was a kid all the time with my cousin. I have a cousin who's he's like 15 years older than me. And I used to play with, so I was like 15 years old playing with these like 30, 35 year old men until I was like 21, 22, moved out on my own. But anyway, so I got pretty good at it. I learned, my cousin taught me how to play. I've been playing for a really long time.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm a little rusty. I don't know. But anyway, my point is that after I started doing this work and people found out that I, you know, a medium and psychic, people always ask like, can you go to a casino and can you cheat when you play cards, blah, blah, blah. And I Joanne, I won't lie to you. When I used to play poker often, I couldn't like cheat, but I used to know when I was going to win. Does that happen to you?
You know, it can happen. I have actually said to my partner, I do some online tournaments now with an all-women's group. It's absolutely fabulous because you just get to play online, and then you can also tune in online to people's energy, you know, which is different than when you see them in person and you've got their body language, which they can do reverse tells. You know, that's a big part of poker, which I love it all, you know, all the observation and psychology about it. But I have won actually two tournaments recently in the past couple months online that I had told my partner beforehand, I'm going to win tonight. I even told the woman that runs the organization, I'm winning this tonight. I sent her a text and I did. And I was shocked when I won because I have a lot to learn. I'm pretty, you know, I've been playing for a long time, mostly recreational, but now I'm dedicating some time to do some studying because of the mathematics and everything involved. Right. And now they have, of course, game theory optimization, which they have in, you know, some other sports too as well. Mm-hmm. And it's very complicated. But what I love about the game is that I will sit there and I'll play a tournament and I'll write down, like, I have some ridiculous hand, and you would know this, maybe the audience would know, but like I have a queen of diamonds and a two of hearts. You know, what's that going to get me? That's you throw that out. You don't even open up with that. You don't even see cards with that. You throw it out.
Yeah.
Right. If it was a queen jack of hearts, be different. But I just, like, I'd hear something say, hold on to that. Hold on to that.
Yes.
And then I would make a, you know, bet my chips out in the tournament, and I would like end up with a huge pot of chips and then get way ahead in the game from that one move.
Right. Right.
And it was just the right timing and it was the right information. Now, if it could happen 100% of the time, I mean, you know,
that'd be great.
Life would be different. Right.
Yeah.
But I still would never give up my work doing my readings, but that's what I made a promise with spirit. Cause people say, you go to the casino and you're a reverend. It's like, you know, it's not illegal. It's not, you know, some illicit activity. It's legal. You play a game, and people are into all kinds of games now, you know, you know, it's like doing Sudoku. You like it and you really have fun at it and you get better at it the more you practice. And what I find about poker, it's empowering. And some of my spiritual development classes, I teach that as well. And I use some of the models, some of the theories of poker to teach that to my students. It's really the same concepts. You know, it's building confidence and trusting, right? And I do all my spiritual stuff before I play poker. I ask my guides and my angels to come in and help me. You know, I do a meditation. I do positive affirmations. You know, I do a little opening prayer, and, you know, not asking necessarily God to help me, but I want my guides to be there. If I have poker guides on the other side, if like we have art guides and music guides, why not? You know, and so I incorporate that in, and I'm kind of doing like a little experiment with it. I don't think it's ever been done. I'm not aware of this being done, but I am going to be writing a book. Well, I am writing a book, but it's going to be published hopefully within a year or two. I had some delays because of health issues, but once I get back to that, I think I am going to include some of that information because I think it's helpful to people. I think, and especially where I'm in this group with all women, you know, if anything, we need to learn how to be empowered. We need to learn to speak for ourselves, to stand up. I think that, you know, everybody does, but women have a difficult time with that still. Right. And poker teaches us to be confident and to trust. And it comes from practice and learning, just like doing mediumship. I see a lot of correlations in the research that I'm doing. I don't have scientific protocol in this research. This is just random things that I'm looking for to make notes on and to observe, but I find it to be very interesting. So
I was just going to say, I think that's so interesting. I've never, you know, I played poker before I really acknowledged that I was a psychic or a medium. I mean, that's always been part of my life, you know,
and I was a late bloomer in it. So my mother was a poker player. She had a little woman's club every Wednesday. And I never knew how to play poker. I think I knew how to play, like, you know, Ginny Five, Rum.
Yeah, Rummy 500 rum, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and War and, you know, cards like that we used to play growing up with my mother and grandmother, but checkers, board games, but not like poker or anything like that. I had no idea. I actually learned when I went to Atlantic City, New Jersey to work with another medium at the time, about 20 years ago. And she said, have you ever played poker? And I said, no. I said, but, you know, I didn't know. I was like, bingo. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I was throwing away four of a kind. And, you know, I just, I didn't know what to do. I didn't realize it was so complex. And people think it's just gambling, but it's not. It's really a lot of analytical skills and patience and study. If you really,
you know what? There is a lot of intuition now. You know, you're really,
there is.
You're making,
there is.
You're clicking me a little bit.
You know what I found out recently? I belong to a couple clubs, and there's several women that are maybe more well-known as poker players now, but were very well-known as intuitives and tarot card readers, and they have written many books. One of the teachers that I took a course with is a Llewellyn publisher. I think she's written about 12 books on spiritual topics, but now she teaches poker and plays poker full time. She's like one of those professional, they, you know, do it as a profession.
Right.
I love my work too much to give it up for poker. That's for sure. And I think I would never be happy just doing that, but I like to incorporate it and have some balance to have fun doing it. And that's what I'm trying to do right
now. Yeah. You know, it rings so true. Not to harp on the whole, you know, intuition, and we're not, Joanne and I, for everyone listening, are not telling you go cheat if you're intuitive.
It's not cheating.
Right,
you know, because I'm not 100% right. You know, when I think I'm going to win something, it might be my mind just trying to say, oh, let me just tell myself I'm going to win this and see what happens.
Right. Or, you got to fight yourself a little bit.
And so I try to distinguish the difference on how my body is feeling when I'm sitting in a tournament and where I'm getting that nudge from. Is it coming from mind? Like thinking like, oh, I'm psychic. I should know this, right? I should be right if I do this or that. But that's not it. It's a whole intuitive thing. It's a whole body and mind combination observation of your own feelings. And I feel like that's where I'm making these decisions, which go totally against poker rules, that people say, you know, how can you play like that? You know, why would you want to, you could have lost all your chips in the tournament And I'm like, well, I had a feeling. It's just, I call it women's intuition if people don't understand it or, you know, I find it very interesting, but I can't say you can go as a psychic, go to a, you know, and sit down at a poker table and totally just, you know, win every
dominate,
hand. If life was like that, we'd know everything that was going to happen minute by minute. You know, some things we know more information about, other things when we just, you know, get a glimpse into, you know, the energy coming forth that is a potential, but not a definite. No?
Right. Exactly. And that's a good lesson for anyone listening who's, you know, developing their intuitive abilities or just has some and wants to learn how to pay attention. It's exactly as you said. It's not just in your mind. You really have to pay attention to your body, your feelings. Like, that's really where that stuff comes from.
Yes. And it doesn't like every single time you try to get an answer or information about something. It has to connect in with your own energy. You know, it has to form sort of a connection between what's happening and what you're feeling. And if that vibes together and you feel that, then you can make that decision more confidently.
Right. Exactly. Well, I'm glad that I talked to you about this because
I tell Bob I miss playing poker with him too.
I'll tell him next time. It's so funny too because the way he told me the story a couple of times that we played poker with you, and he's like, "Here I am losing every hand, and I'm sitting here with a psychic." And I was like, "Why the hell did I sit down to this table to play with us?" No, Bob.
We had some fun times.
Funny.
Yeah, a lot of great times.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing all that.
Thank you. I always a fun thing to talk about, and people always curious like, "Why would you want to play poker?" Or, you know, is that a spiritual thing? It's like, well, it's not being. It's a game. It's like if you play Monopoly and you take all your all the people in your family or friends that you're playing with, you take them to the bank and take all their real estate. Is that not spiritual?
Right. Are you evil because of that? No.
No, absolutely not. You know, absolutely not. And, you know, spirituality comes the goodness of what we do in our life and how we are and how we serve humanity and take care of ourselves too in the process. It's not about the games that we play. It's not cheating, stealing, or lying. It's a game. You know, people play poker, they bluff as a game, not to
not to deceive on a, you know, deeper
right.
level.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We're not going to bluff our own bank about taking out a loan. I mean, you know, that's not going to work.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's different. You know what right. I mean? That's but when you play a game, it's okay.
Right. No karma in the poker. we're
no,
fine.
No,
that's
no.
A good one. Okay, awesome. So for those who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Joanne Gerber. And to be sure to check out Joanne's website at www.joannegerber.com. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines now. Before we take your call, if we take your call on air, as always, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you would like to make a connection with Spirit, and Joanne will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to take your questions. Okay, Joanne, you ready?
I am ready.
Awesome. Okay, first up, we have Vanessa from Chicago. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us?
Hi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're a little bit quiet on your end.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's a little bit better. Okay. Vanessa, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
Connection with Spirit.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Hi, Vanessa. I'm Joanne. Nice
Hi.
To meet you. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. So let me just connect in here. And just make a connection with Spirit and see who's coming in here now. Interesting. Okay. I feel around you, I feel a younger energy coming in from the Spirit side of life. And I feel like someone that may have passed maybe teens or 20s or so. I don't feel they were in their older years when they passed. I feel a young spirit. I feel a male spirit, very kind of strong energy, but I want to say someone who was someone who advocated for other people, didn't like to see his friends get hurt or in trouble. I feel like somebody who sometimes put others before his own self. Do you understand this?
I can't think of anyone that passed like in the younger years.
Okay. I am feeling, is there someone in your family or a cousin that we would understand this description? Mm-hmm. Somebody passed young. I feel very quickly. I feel like it could have been a very sudden, unexpected passing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see what they're saying here with this. Something with Italian food. Is somebody Italian on one side of your family or something?
Yes, my mom.
Your mom, but just on your mom's side, not your dad's? Yeah.
No,
okay, 'cause I feel like,
no, not on my dad.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no, not on my dad's, no.
Yeah, mom's my side, because they're talking about the Italian side of the family. So I feel like I want to go to your mom's side of the family with this. Your mom is still here on the physical?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can ask her maybe if she understands this.
Oh.
Is she open to a reading if you were to ask her, you know, after a conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel someone passed very quickly. And I want to say tall, handsome, darker hair, and you know, I know you're saying you don't know him, but I do feel like he's connected on your mom's side of the family. And I feel like he might have worked in a restaurant or something, or is in the kitchen. Shows me like wearing an apron or washing dishes or something. Somebody have a food business in the family or?
No.
Okay. You may have to ask your mom about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. On your mother's side, your grandmother has passed on your mother's side.
No, on my, my dad's side.
Going to your dad's side. Someone that you were very close to. Would that make sense to you?
Okay. My grandfather actually just passed on my mom's side.
Okay. But on your, I feel like a female energy and I feel like a grandmother's energy. This could.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
I'm feeling
my uncle passed.
Vanessa, this is a woman coming through. female energy, a grandmother coming through from spirit, that I feel like she would have known you when she was here. Does that make sense to you on your dad's side?
Yeah, like I knew my dad's mom, but I wasn't like close with her.
Okay. But you understand, I feel like somebody who, I want to say that she was not one that displayed a lot of affection, but you knew she loved you. Do you understand that with her? I don't feel maybe. A huggy, like that she kept close. Maybe, she could have been closer to you than she was, but I feel like she always cared about you, always asked about you, and always loved you. I do feel, and continues to love you from the other side. And you have an uncle on your dad's side that's passed?
No, my mom.
Okay, it's on your mother's side, because I'm hearing uncle coming in from spirit. Would you have known
my
uncle when he was
here?
Did you know him when he was here?
Yeah, he died suddenly. Yeah.
Okay.
We're really close.
Okay. And would you understand him to be a person who liked to make you laugh? I feel like somebody who wasn't, you know, the serious type of guy. I feel like he was like a kid himself. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say someone who liked to have fun. Somebody who also liked his cars or liked a nice car. Does that make sense to you? And I want to say, is there somebody named Vin or Vincent?
No.
Is somebody with a nickname? I want to say Vin or Vincent. Okay. I'm getting the signal that I have to move on here. But I want to say that I do feel your uncle coming through. I feel like someone who liked to kid around. I would say that you remember his laugh. Mm-hmm. You remember going in with his car or him taking you places in the car. Does that make sense to you with him?
Yeah.
Okay. And I also feel that something about his hats, or did he like baseball or wore like baseball hats or something?
No.
Okay, he shows me baseball hats. There's something with New York or New York connection with him.
No.
Oh, all right. Well, just maybe you can ask your mom about some of this information, Vanessa, but I do have to go on to the next call. But thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you. I leave you with love.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Okay. Very good. Okay, so next up we have Pamela from Nevada. Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. Did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
Connection with spirit, please.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Pamela. This is Joanne. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello. As I am linking in with your energy from the spirit side of life, I do feel female energy coming in around you. And would you understand mom passed? I feel a mother's energy.
Yeah.
Very strongly around you. And I feel like she's talking about I feel like this was not a sudden passing. I do feel like there was some illness with her where things just got worse. Do you understand that with her? I feel like
I
a woman who, you know, I feel like she had a big heart. She had a heart of gold. And I feel like if she trusted you, she let you into her life and you'd be a friend forever. But if you ever did something, that was it. You understand that with her. I feel like a woman who wanted to love everybody, but don't do anything personally to her, because I feel like a woman who would just say, you know, that's it. I can't do this anymore. I feel like I want to say with her energy, she could put her foot down when she had to, if you understand that with her. And I feel like a woman who, when she was ill, she really didn't want people to make a big fuss over her. I feel like she tried to be strong to the end. Are there two others, or do you have two other siblings that are here?
I've one other.
Okay. Is it one passed or?
No.
Okay. Someone with the three children. I don't know if mom ever lost a child, but there's something here. Sometimes that comes through in a reading. But I feel like a woman who, I feel like she wanted to show her love to her family in every way that she possibly could. You understand that with her. I feel very giving and very loving, very open with her. Somebody who took care of everybody. even when she didn't feel well. Do you understand that with your mom?
I do.
Yeah. And you took care of her or were there before she passed?
I tried to be there when she passed, but
You took care of arrangements or helped to take care of things. Is something about being grateful for what you did for her.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And interesting here. She also was telling me that her legs weren't good, or she couldn't walk on her legs anymore. It was very painful for her legs and her back. Do you understand that with her before she passed?
Oh, I do. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like I want to take her out in a wheelchair, like she can't even walk, to go get fresh air or something. You understand that with her?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because she shows me, and I don't know if there's a memory she's trying to show me, but she shows me being in a wheelchair and going outside, or liking to go outside wherever she was staying, or maybe it was the hospital or wherever she was. You understand that with her?
I do.
And she loved flowers or loved gardening. And is there some? What's that?
She did like flowers. Yes.
Yeah. Is there a connection with California?
Oh yeah.
With your mom.
Definitely, that's where she lived.
Okay, so there's something about memories of California, and I don't know. They show me flowers, then they show me like the Rose Bowl on TV, and then they show me Pasadena. So I don't know if they're just trying to get me to say California, or she actually liked to go to the Rose Bowl or lived in Pasadena. Would you understand any of that?
No.
Okay.
No,
so,
she didn't live in Pasadena.
That's okay. Did she like to watch the Rose Bowl or something? There's some connection where they're showing me this. I keep seeing roses.
No, she didn't watch the Rose Bowl. She did have some rose bushes that she cared for.
Okay. Because she showed me gardening, then she showed me the flowers. I feel like she had a green thumb, that's for sure. Yeah. But I know that she comes in here, and your dad is also there with her. There's a gentleman coming in next to her.
No, not my father.
Okay. It may be a grandfather on that side then? Would you have known your grandfather on that side?
Yes.
Okay. And he would have had some issues with his lungs or his heart before he passed. You understand that with him?
Issue with his lungs, you said?
Lungs or heart, like congested heart or problems with lungs and heart in the chest area. I feel very heavy in my chest as I connect with his energy. I don't feel that's the way your mom passed. I feel like she had other complications with organs and different things going on with her. You understand that?
Yes.
And I know they're together. And is there somebody they call Artie or Arthur on the other side?
No.
Somebody would have called like Artie or Marty or a name like that. Maybe just think about it. Might be something that comes to mind a little bit later. But I want to say your mom is okay. Are you taking care of Dad now?
He's getting care. My brother and I.
She's saying, take care of Dad. So I feel like she was the type that would have looked after him if she was still here. And I feel like she's sending him love, and she's sending the family love from the other side. Is there also, I want to say, Mark or Mike connection?
There is.
Okay. Mark or Mike, because I feel like I need to connect to Mark or Mike. And that's somebody that's here on the physical that your mom would know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you must see them, because I feel like give my love to Mike or Mark, the MK name. Can you
really?
Do that?
Okay. Yeah.
She wants to give him a big kiss. She loves him, and she's wrapping her arms around him. And I feel like, I don't know, he's going through a difficult time or he needs healing right now. Would that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It does make
and
sense.
And she said, yeah, and of course she's hugging you too, you know, to show her love. But I feel like you talk to her all the time. And when she was well, she used to like to work with her hands a lot, either doing knitting or sewing or making things, because I see you have some of her things. You understand that?
I do have some of her things, yes.
Yeah, she used to make pillowcases or crocheting something, or something that would be like a slip cover or something.
She didn't actually make those things, but she did have some that her mother had made.
Okay, and you have those, yes?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to have to, you know, end the mini reading, but I know she's sending a lot of love to you and your family. If you can pass some messages along and keep talking to her. And she's okay. Fine. She's with the family on the other side, and she's watching over Dad.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Pamela, like
you have
That's
a good night.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, awesome. All right, I'll let you take a breath before the
okay.
next one. okay, next
Resuscitate
up,
me.
Yes. Next up, we have Suri from Illinois. Hi, Suri.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. So did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
All right. I wanted to make a connection with the Spirit, either okay. my grandmother or my mom.
Don't
okay.
say too much, but go ahead.
Okay, so let me just tune to the energy. Hi, Suri, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. So, goodness, okay. Oh. I'm not sure if I have a mother or grandmother. I do feel a female energy around you, Suri. And as I connect to her energy, I'm feeling that something happened very quick with her when she passed. Does that make sense to you? It was very sudden.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she was sick and I had to go visit her in the hospital and take care of her. It was like, it was a shock to everybody. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And this is your mom, yes?
Yes, either my mother or my aunt that passed.
Okay.
Ago,
so I want to say your aunt was she older than your mom?
No, she was younger.
She was younger. Okay. And I want to say the woman I have coming through, I feel like something happens and I go unconscious very quickly before I pass, where I feel like something happened very fast. I feel like I'm experiencing something with my head, or my head hurts, or headaches, or some sort of head injury with her. Do you understand that with your mom or your aunt?
Yeah.
Okay. And they may be together, so I may have, one would have longer hair than the other. Would you understand? I don't know if your mom or your aunt, but one wore the hair long and one had it more short or more shoulder length. You understand that?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
You're not sure. So, okay. Let me see what she's saying here with this. And I feel like with your mom, I feel like somebody that liked to dress nice. I feel like she always liked to look nice when she went out. Does that make sense to you? Being concerned about her looks, always looking nice. I feel like I want to wear nice clothes or just a nice matching outfit. I feel like when I went out, I looked nice. Do you understand that with her? I feel like someone who liked to go shopping.
Yeah, my aunt.
That's your aunt. All right. Yeah. So maybe your aunt that I have here, you know, they may be kind of flip-flopping back and forth, but I do feel they're together on the other side. Interesting here. Okay. What's this with this? Let me just see what she's saying with this here. Is there somebody in the, do you have a brother that's here? A brother?
No.
Okay. Does she have a brother or is there an uncle here? I keep hearing brother.
No, it's no brothers, no uncles.
Somebody was like a brother to her or, okay. Somebody with the M initial, somebody with the M name. I feel like I want to say hello to like a brother, an M name. Maybe just think about that or maybe, you know, check with your family about that. I won't spend a lot of time there, but let me just see what she wants to say. Are you going back to school?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's talking about being proud of you for going back to school. I don't know whether you took a break or you changed schools, but there's something where I feel like when she was here, she wouldn't have known that, but she knows that now. And she's sorry she couldn't be here to celebrate with you, but she's been with you from the other side. So she missed a lot of things, but I feel like that was only when she, you know, that's only after she passed, but she was there with you from spirit, even after she passed for these celebrations. And something with October, is there an October connection or a birthday that passed recently or something? October.
My boyfriend's Hello? Birthday.
Did you have a celebration or a party or something? Something about being at the celebration, the October birthday.
No.
But I know she loves you very much, and you have her clothes. You've kept her top, so you wear her shirts or something. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I do feel like she's sending you a lot of love, Suri. And I know, you know, I'm sure your grandmother's there too, but, you know, she's not alone. And she's not in any pain. And I feel like, you know, maybe she's going out shopping with your aunt, or your aunt, maybe you should try to get her out of the house or something. I just kind of feel like your aunt could be funny at times too. You understand that with her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So your mom was a little more serious, but I feel like she used to cheer your mom up and used to get her to go out and do things. And I feel like that's like what they're showing me on the other side. And I want to leave you with all her love and keep talking to her. Okay, Suri? Thank you for calling today.
Okay. Of course. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next up, we have Mary from Georgia. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, I'll take pretty good. So, Mary, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
A connection with Spirit, please.
Okay, awesome. I'll turn over to Joanne.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Mary. This is Joanne. Thank you for calling this evening. I'm just
looking.
Hi. I do feel a male energy around you from the spirit side of life. I feel very close connection to you. I don't know if this is like a brother or a spouse. Would you understand that?
It could be my father.
Okay. Somebody you're very close with. And I feel like somebody who is very handy shows me like working with tools and knowing how to fix things. Do you understand that with your dad?
Yes, I do. Definitely.
And, I feel like I'm spending a lot of times outdoors fixing things outside the house. I feel like he was a jack of all trades kind of guy, if that makes sense. And I don't know if there's a connection with Jack, but I keep getting a J name. Is there somebody on the other side, John?
Jean. Well, but that was my sister, but that's like, female.
No, though. This would be a male energy. It might be somebody connected with your dad.
Okay.
But I feel like I want...
My dad's brother was Joe. My dad's brother was Joe, yeah.
Okay, and they would have been connected. I feel like they got along well. Do you understand that they were close?
Yes.
And did your uncle pass after your dad?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because dad's saying he was there first, and he helped him over. So I do feel like they're together. And I feel like kind of like they used to get in trouble when they were younger a lot, or get into mischievous. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
I feel the mischievous type here, but funny and witty, and one liked to drink a little bit too much. Was that your uncle or your dad?
That would be my dad.
That's your dad. Okay, because I'm smelling alcohol.
Yeah.
So I feel like they have a drink.
Yes, that would be him.
On the other side.
Uh-huh.
But, something about, did your dad ever build a house or work in construction or something, or somebody's building a house?
Well, we had a house built. It could be that.
Okay. Something about the house. I feel like, you know, remember that house, he loved that house, or, you know, I feel like he would have stood by and watched everything as it was being constructed, or, you know, was curious about that kind of stuff. But okay. Interesting here. Okay, let me see what he's saying with this. Did he have horses growing up or something, or a farm?
My sister had a horse farm, and my father loved to go there.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing is a horse farm. And your sister, you said, yes. Is also passed too, or?
Yes.
Okay, so she may be trying to come through here with your dad, and I feel like your dad's walking around. He's like petting the horses, so I feel like he liked the animals.
And
I feel like your sister. I feel like everything came on very quickly at the end of her life. Happened very fast. She said there wasn't a lot of suffering. There wasn't a lot of pain. It was there, and then she was gone. Wow. That's the way she describes her passing. Right. I understand that with her. Yeah, but I know you two were close, and I know she loves you very much. And I know that you have her jewelry. You have her jewelry, or she gave you jewelry that you wear.
I do. I have her ring.
Okay, because she's talking about, I'm so glad you're wearing my jewelry. So I know you think about her. Maybe you look at the ring and think about her, but I know that she's acknowledging that, and she's very much aware of that. And it means a lot to her, even though, you know, material things really don't mean a lot to people on the other side, but it means a lot, the emotional value. The sentimental value that they can connect to you through objects too. And I feel like you look at it and you think about all the good times, and you two used to have a lot of fun. And I feel like you two used to like to go on rides, going on trips together.
Yes, we did. We went on a lot of
road trips
together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you go to Florida with her? Talking about Florida.
No, but my parents had bought some land in Florida, so I don't know if she's referring to that.
Okay. Something connects with Florida here where she's talking about that, too. You need a vacation, she said.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're planning something, but
please.
She says you need to get away from everybody.
I'm a caregiver right now of my husband, so I can't.
I'm sorry.
That's probably
I'm
what
sorry.
She's referring to, yeah. That's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's life right now.
I feel like your dad and your sister are wrapping their arms around you and giving you a big hug from the other side. And they're with the horses and the dogs. Your father's talking about the dogs. He loves his dogs.
Oh, gosh, yes.
He's met up with his dogs.
By hitting them.
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said he ran over two of our dogs with a car.
Not on purpose, though.
I'm sure. No,
because he says he's an animal lover and he loves his dogs and the horses and the dogs.
Yeah, he did. He loved all that. He did.
Excuse me. Yeah, but so I have to unfortunately end our session, but thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Okay.
And I leave you with the love and blessings.
All right.
And you have a great evening.
Okay, thanks. Thank you so
Mary.
Much.
Thank you.
You have a good evening too. All right, bye-bye.
You too.
Have a good one. Okay, right. You're on a roll tonight, my friend. Next up, we have Julie from New Hampshire. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi, how are
you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. So, Julie, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
I wanted to make a connection with spirit, please.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Julie. This is Joanne.
Hi.
Nice to talk with you this evening. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I feel a gentleman coming in from spirit here around your energy. And I feel like it was interesting because when I sat here and I was meditating, I heard Julie. And so I wrote the name in my paper just to see if there would be a Julie. And then I looked at the chat and then I see you're in the queue. So I know there's somebody here that, I do feel wants to connect with you. There's something with a great love loss, I feel like this person might have been some sort of a partner or someone very close to your energy, a younger male. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And as I connect with his energy, I want to say that I feel like I didn't get to finish everything I wanted to finish in life. Would you understand why he would say that? I don't know if this is someone that just would work really hard in life or was in some sort of, an upward climb with their career, where I feel like I didn't have time to do everything I wanted to because I feel like his passing came very quick. Does that make sense to you?
His passing being quick makes sense.
Yeah. And I do want to say that I feel like there were things or unfinished business or things he needed to do or people he needed to see before it happened. And he's talking about that he didn't mean this to happen or it was not his fault. Do you understand that?
No, that I don't know. That one I don't know about.
Okay. He's talking about that it couldn't have been prevented or it wasn't his fault or does that make sense to you?
I don't know about if I don't know what happened with his passing, so I don't know.
He also tells me he didn't say goodbye to you and didn't get to talk to you before he passed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And was this like someone you really cared for and loved or I want to say, I don't know, there was something about helping him or try to help him. Like he confided in you in some way? Does that make sense to you with this gentleman?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm thinking of is it's my son.
Yes, okay. So maybe, was he like going to school? I'm very sorry about your son's passing. I did feel like a younger gentleman, and I feel like I want to say that he had a lot of things he wanted to do in his life but didn't get to do them. And he didn't expect things to go the way they did. And I don't know whether somebody was blamed or somebody might have said that, well, could have been that one's fault that, you know, he passed the way he did or whatever. But he's trying to say, like, it's nobody's fault and everything happened so quick. And I feel like there was no pain. There was no pain. I feel like I'm passing in my sleep. Does that make sense to you?
Did he fell asleep in his, did he die in his sleep?
Or unconscious or asleep, yes.
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. Because there's something about, there was questions around his passing, but I don't think it was something that he did intentionally or anything like that. I feel like it happened. Something about a truck. Did he drive a truck or someone have a truck?
No, he was very long.
I'm sorry, what's that?
No, he was very young. He was only 3.
Okay, because he shows me a truck. He shows me a truck with big wheels. Did he like trucks or is there a toy you kept from him?
Oh, yeah, we had lots of trucks.
It's like a monster truck. It's not just like a regular truck. This truck has big, like, rubbery wheels on it. And is it green or something? There's something with the green truck.
Okay.
So he's showing me that. I know that, okay, what are you saying with this? Yeah. Is there someone also connected either with him or in the family with an A name, like a male name, like Aaron or Adam or something like that?
No.
Or a friend of his or somebody. I'm just hearing that name, or it could be like Andrew. It could be an A male name. But I just heard him say that. And I feel like you've had dreams of him too. He does appear in visitations in your dreams. Did you recently have a dream of him?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel like he's trying to let you know that he's okay. A lot of times our loved ones will come in, we're worried about them or thinking about them because our thoughts are telepathic and that's the way we communicate with our loved ones. We communicate through the energy of love and through our thoughts. And when you pick up a toy of his or, mommy, I missed the books, something about the books, or did you just like look at his books or pictures or picture books or something?
Yeah.
like today or yesterday, like very recently?
There's a book that I read that has his picture in it.
Okay, because he says picture book. So I know that he's connecting to you through this book, that he knows when you look at it or when you think about it, you're thinking about him, and he's connecting with you as well. But he's okay. Everything went very fast, he says, and I'm sorry that I couldn't be here. And I'm sorry I didn't get to say goodbye. And I just feel like his love surrounds you. Like I'm getting an image like of a little cherubim, like a little cherub angel. And I want to say that I don't know if there's something that you have, like a picture of him with angel wings or a statue or something. Would that make any sense to you, why he be showing me this?
No, not what comes to mind, no.
Okay, so there's something about the little angel, and he's showing me, like, he's okay. Your angel now.
Okay.
Did somebody put something on his grave, like a statue or like a little angel figurine or something? I definitely see it as being a physical object.
He was cremated.
Okay. Is where he is, you know, where you have his ashes possibly? I just think about that.
Yeah, there's actually a little angel figurine on his box. Yeah.
Okay, that's it then. Okay, thank you. Because I feel this is something tangible and it's something that you would have. Okay. So I want to leave you with all this love. I'm very sorry about your son. I can't imagine how incredibly difficult that would be. And I'm very sorry, but know that they're around you and they're not in pain and they still love you as much as you love them. Thank you for calling in tonight, Julie.
Yeah.
You know what? Julie, before you go anywhere, I know I've been here silently just listening, but I also picked up on some stuff too. Actually, sometimes it just happens. I try to mind my business, but sometimes I get involved too.
Sure.
So, Julie, I don't know what the connection to this would be, but your son showed me like camouflage or like army fatigues or something. So I don't know if anybody hunts in your family or like somebody just like joined the army or the military or something. Do you know what he's showing me here?
No, not that comes to mind.
Please just keep that there, especially if there's like younger people in the family who are considering like maybe joining the military, or I keep hearing about that. Your son also showed me, he keeps connecting himself to a sister. I don't think you mentioned having any other children, but does he have a sister, your son?
No. He's got two younger brothers.
Are you planning on having any other children? Are you open to that?
I'm currently pregnant.
Okay.
There you go.
I was like, I see him with a sister, my friend. I don't know. Do you know if you're having a girl?
We're not finding out. It's going to be.
Oh, well, I hope I didn't just ruin that. Surprise for you.
No, that's
but your son is insisting that there's a little sister for him. You know, I had a funny feeling that you may. This was in the future. I didn't know if you were pregnant or not yet, but please just know that I'm going to say two things to you. A, your son knows your future children that haven't even arrived yet. But I will say to you, if this one also ends up being a boy, I think you have another one, because he's kind of showing me like he's getting the sister. So if you, I don't know how many children you're planning on having, but if this next one is a boy, I think there is yet another child on the way. I'm just saying, just based on how sure he was of the information, like I'm going to have a sister. So please just keep that there. And there's also a mention of twins, but only one twin actually being born. So I don't know if somebody was pregnant with twins and then ended up only like, you know, kind of early, and then it ends up being one baby. But I don't know if that happened with you with this pregnancy or if that's somewhere else in your family, but he's acknowledging that soul that didn't make it here to the physical world on the other side. But do you know what that is?
No, I can't think of anybody with that.
Just keep that there. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Okay, Julie, I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for calling in tonight, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take
care.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
And congratulations as well.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, Joanne, we made it. We made it to the end. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you for pitching in on that too. Goodness. That was incredible. Yeah, yeah, that's great that you got that validation.
Yeah,
sometimes when I pick up babies, I sometimes pick up feminine energy and masculine, you know. And I find that, you know, sometimes you get a male baby. It's a little more, I don't know, every medium works differently.
Right.
Sometimes I just try to say, well, I think it's going to be a girl. You know, right. I put it out there if I feel that strong feminine energy. But right. That was good. That was good. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, you were fabulous as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen, I would like to thank our guest, Joanne Gerber, for joining us this evening. And Joanne, if any of our listeners want more info about your work or,
mm-hmm.
oh, and yeah. you said you're teaching some workshops, right?
I'm teaching online classes. I have a 12-week beginner's class that began in September. I'll have another one in 2024 in the fall. And I also teach spirituality continuation classes. So it supports people on a spiritual level. It helps them to understand their own gifts and empowers them. It's a woman's group. I call it my little goddess group. There's about 15 or 20 people, and it's always growing. They've been with me for a long time, since COVID or so, after COVID. And but you have to take the beginner's course first. So if you want to learn, you have to start from the bottom and work up, because you have to know all about energy and auras and all that, and chakras and how to work with energy. So I teach all that besides many other topics in the class. So, and then I support the group afterwards. After they finish the 12 weeks, get their certification, they go on into a support group, which is really empowering for women. So
awesome. Yeah, and all that info is on your website, along with
wants to... some of it is, yeah. And they can always send an email to inquire. The workshop, the beginner's workshop, will begin in September of 2024. And it's a 12-week class. It meets every other Saturday for 12
okay.
weeks.
So. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to book, they could also go to your website, right? JoanneGerber.com.
Yes. Yep. You can send an email, go to my website. Yes.
Awesome. And Joanne with two N's.
Yes, and an E on the end.
Awesome. Yes, and an E on the end. Okay, well, thank you so much, Joanne. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And just a quick reminder, next Thursday evening, there will be no broadcast on Signs of Life Radio. As we wish all of our witnesses, oh my goodness, all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving. And Signs of Life will be back on air on the following Thursday, December 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So we hope you'll tune in for that show. And as always, I'm your host, Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me at my website at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. Or you can add me on Instagram or TikTok, same handle, Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Mm-hmm.